and welcome to League of Casters, where we go over all things nerdy for your convenience and entertainment.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the third episode of the League of Casters. This is also our 2015 Christmas special. This episode was a beast to put together and edit, so I'm going to be splitting it into two parts. The first part I'm going to release on December 24th, Christmas Eve, and the second part on December 26th, day after Christmas. So take Christmas off, I definitely am, and spend time with your families. Have a wonderful Christmas, all of you. This first episode is going to be a little fun little Christmas questionnaire quiz sort of thing that I did with the Sage of Time, who is my friend, who did the voice for the intro. Hello, welcome to League of Casters, where we go over all things nerdy for your convenience and entertainment. That was him. So you're going to hear that. And then as well, towards the end, I'm going to rant a little bit about how good or bad the new Star Wars movie is. So I haven't seen it yet as of recording this right now, but that's going to be there in the end. So go ahead and give it a listen, and I'll see you on the 26th with the second part. Thank you all. Goodbye. Merry Christmas. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Christmas special of the League of Casters.
Jingle bells.
2015.
Legend of Zelda is... I was about to say smells, but it's awesome, so whatever.
Hang on. This is the Sage of Singing.
Yeah.
Time. Singing or Time, he goes by different names.
Time, usually.
Depending on the era that he's in. But you might recognize his voice from the intro. He helps me with that. Thank you.
I'm
so much.
Famous.
Sage. Not really. I've yet to hear anything from our...
You're so lucky to have me. I took a lot of time out of my busy schedule of...
I mean, we've yet to hear
doing
from...
podcasts.
We've yet to hear from our fan base, other than this guy named Jospe, who left a comment on a YouTube video. But
Jospe.
Other than that...
We have no idea who Jospe is.
He's totally not like a good
friend that we have or anything.
No. In any case...
he's totally not anyway. not the 10th divine.
Shh. Heresy. I have a few things planned for us today. I'm going to ask you a question. So you're doing a segment on the show at some point.
Oh, yes.
Which I will release. What is it about?
It's about The Legend of Zelda.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, like, are you going to state the legend of the Zelda?
The Legend of Zelda?
Yeah.
Like I said.
If you wanted to. Like, not right now, but, like, on the show. Before you do your bit. Also, Zelda is the one with the green cap thing, right?
You're just saying that because it's a meme.
Yeah. Regardless. Okay. My good friend Sage here.
Woo!
Much like the herb, he's going to spice things up here on the channel.
I'm so spicy.
That's disturbing. His face, because we're doing this on Skype. I can see his face. It was bad. Anyway, so you're going to be doing Legend of Zelda bit every now and then.
Yeah.
When you get around to it, or when I drive you like a slave master to do it. But that's not why we're here. That's not why we're here. Can you guess why we're here?
Because it's Christmas and we're being Christmassy. Christmas
yes,
spirit
we are.
For all.
We totally are. So I have some quizzes here.
Ooh, quizzes. Christmas quizzes. Are they BuzzFeed?
What?
Are they BuzzFeed?
No, they're not.
Dang it.
Okay, everyone's taken the BuzzFeed quizzes. Everybody knows the answer to them. Would you like to take the easy quiz, the cop-out quiz, or the hard quiz? That'll show if you're...
The hard quiz, because I'm superior to everyone.
You can't talk like that.
JK, I'm a terrible person.
I cannot deal with this sort of bad rep for the show.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Sage. All right, well...
We've already established that I'm famous.
Well, we're not... We're not going to be doing a Legend of Zelda segment anymore. I'm going to have to change the
Is that
intro.
My punishment?
Yes.
My punishment is that I can no longer be a part of the show.
Yeah.
Okay, then, so we should just cut the podcast here.
No, we're going to do this quiz. We're going to see that you are not superior, as you say. And, let's start, shall we?
Let's get down to business to defeat the... I can't think of a Christmassy thing that rhymes with Huns.
Okay. All right. Let's start. Question one of the difficult Christmas quiz. What Christmas plant is viscum used to label?
Viscum?
Viscum.
An evergreen tree? I don't know. Oh, mistletoe. Sorry. It's mistletoe.
Okay, sorry. I forgot to read the answers. But the options were mistletoe, holly, ivy, or sage. So you said mistletoe.
Sage? Because that's me. No.
It literally says sage. Anyway.
Okay, I'm going to say mistletoe.
You should... I don't know. Anyway, you should know the second one. Okay, number two. The name of Scrooge's dead business partner is...
Oh, of course I should know this.
James Wilcott.
Jacob Marley.
No, let's read the answers. John Mantis, Jacob Marley. It's spelt wrong. And Jimmy Booth.
I already said it.
Okay, Jacob Marley, fine.
Oh, right. No, I was wrong. No,
Number three. Which author made the remark, quote, "I gave them for dinner a piece of roast beef and plum puddings, and after dinner, half a pint of strong beer apiece," end quote. Is it Philip Larkin, James Woodford, Samuel Johnson, or Evelyn Waugh?
I have no idea.
You don't?
So I'm just going to say the second one.
Second one, James Woodford.
Wait. What's the third one?
Samuel Johnson.
Okay, it's the first one.
Philip Larkin.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that one.
Okay.
Changing my answer all over the place.
Number four.
Yeah.
Who tried to steal the Christmas... to steal Christmas. Not the Christmas.
That's easy.
Christmas. From the Who's of Whoville in the 1966 cartoon based on the Sue story.
That's Dr. easy. Seuss. It's the Grinch.
The Snowman. A Hattie Jacques. Jacques, maybe. And Ian Holm.
The Grinch.
The Grinch, okay. What was the film called in which Peter Audi sang Walking in the Air? The Grinch, The Snowman, Hattie Jacques, or Ian Holm?
What?
Okay, number five. What was the Christmas film called in which Peter Audi sang Walking in the Air? I can hear you typing. Stop it.
I'm not typing.
I'm kidding. Anyway, the options are The Grinch, The Snowman, Hattie Jacques, or Ian Holm. Ian Holm.
Hattie Jacques? I don't know. Hattie Jacques? Is that... I don't know.
That's one of the options. All right, we're done.
Whatever.
Okay. What Christmas food is made from marshwarts? Stuffing, sweet potatoes, marshmallows, or cranberry sauce?
Marshmallows? No, that's not a Christmas food. I guess cranberry sauce. That's the only one that's really a Christmas food, I think.
All right. Which ocean is Christmas Island in? Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, or Arctic?
Pacific?
Okay, I guess. Who wrote the poem The Cultivation of Christmas Trees? Paul Theroux, Walt Whitman, James Joyce, or T.S. Eliot?
Walt Whitman,
okay. Which continent is the turkey from? South America, North America, Europe, and Australia.
South America, I think.
South America, what?
I think.
Really?
Maybe.
Not Europe. Dude, I'm going to fact check this. Anyway.
I don't know.
In which author's novel is it, quote, always winter but never Christmas?
Well, that's easy.
End quote. C.S. Lewis, John Masefield, Jacob Marley, or Sherlock Holmes?
That's easy. Wait. It's name the author, right?
Yeah, name of the author.
Okay, it's C.S. Lewis.
Is it Sherlock Holmes?
It's C.S. Lewis. Yes, Jacob it's Marley. The fictional character, Sherlock Holmes.
Yes. So...
it's C.S. Lewis.
Okay.
I love that story.
Let's see. Done. Show the answers. Ooh!
What'd I get?
So number three was incorrect. Let's see. Number three... oh, it was James Woodford.
Okay, I
who made the
know.
Remark about the...
I wouldn't know.
Dinner, a piece of roast beef and plum pudding.
Wait, I got the five. First one right?
What?
I got the first one right?
Yeah.
Yes!
This one is mistletoe. Number five was... what was the film called? The correct answer was The Snowman.
Okay.
From which Peter Oddy sang Walking in Air. Number seven... oh, you got cranberry sauce right. On number six was the marshwort. See, I thought that would be sweet potatoes. Because my family... We have a recipe where we make, like, sweet potato pie with marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought it might have been, like, a sweet potato. Anyway, number seven was about Christmas Island in the oceans. It was, the Indian Ocean.
Oh.
I know, right? It's pretty south. Question eight. T.S. Eliot is the person who wrote The Cultivation of Christmas Trees. And the correct answer is North America.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Sherlock Holmes did actually say, always winter but never Christmas.
Oh, yeah. And that was definitely Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, I was in Sherlock Holmes and the...
and the
terrible
Christmas...
tale of Frosty the Snowman.
The murder of...
It's about a guy. He was killed in winter. And then his body was... stuck in a snowman.
Sherlock Holmes and the Murder of Rudolph.
Let's go with that. Do you think it'd be better at, like, a movie quiz? Because there's a link for a movie quiz here.
Sure.
Music, Christmas tree, or general?
We do Christmas music.
Christmas music? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You should get this. You should. Okay, just do name that song. All right.
Name that song.
All right. Fine. Round yon virgin mother and child. Jingle bells, Silent Night, I'll Be Home for Christmas, or We Three Kings.
That was definitely I'll Be Home for Christmas. JK.
JK, JK.
Lol.
Lol. Lol.
Okay. It's Silent Night.
Anyway, what is it?
Silent Night.
Silent Night, okay. Bearing gifts we traverse afar.
Field and fountain, moor and mountain.
I'll Be Home for Christmas. You're right. Anyway, so Three Kings?
Yeah.
All right. Now... I'm not going to tell you the answers, because I think you'll be able to guess most or all of them without it.
Okay, if I need the multiple choice, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Number three, and Heaven and Nature Sing.
Joy to the world.
All right. 'Tis the season to be jolly.
Ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Tip, I said we can't deal with this bad press.
It's Deck the Halls.
Stop being, like, superior. Anyway, Deck the Halls, you said?
Yeah.
All right. God and Sinners Reconciled.
Wait. What's the title again? So,
God and Sinners Reconciled is the line.
God and Sinners Reconciled. Joyful ye nations, rise, felt the skies. Hark the herald angels sing.
Alright. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night.
And death's dark shadow poured to flight. O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Alright.
I actually sang that song as a solo in a church event once.
Really? How long ago was this?
I was in, like, the second grade, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I sang that verse from that song.
Oh, wow.
That's why I know it.
Oh, yeah, you've mentioned this before.
I have? Oh.
Yeah, well, was it before your voice changed?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I was in second grade, so I don't think my voice would have changed by then.
It might have been a different thing you're talking about with your voice change. And, like, a Christmas solo. Anyway, number 7. We're almost done, man. We're almost done.
Ooh.
Joyful and triumphant.
Oh, come all ye faithful.
Okay. Look down where he lay.
Away in a manger.
Da, 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 da. Okay. On a cold winter's night that was so deep.
Wait. I know this one. On a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel. Why don't I know this?
So, do you need the multiple choice answers?
Yeah, but I'm going to feel stupid when I hear it.
Huh, okay. Away in a manger, the first Noel.
Oh, duh.
Ave Maria.
It's the first Noel.
And then Deck the Halls.
It's the first Noel. That's stupid. Why couldn't first I remember Noel. That?
You sang the word.
I like, know. I know the
how
words.
How many times? Noel, 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 Noel.
Whatever. I'm stupid.
Of yourself.
I am ashamed of myself.
Oh, we're not done yet? Oh, look down where he lay. What did you say that was?
Away in the manger.
That was away in the manger, right?
Yeah.
That was your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot to click it. Ooh! 9. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Oh, wait. What did I say that was?
You said it was away in the manger.
No, I said that it's look God down where he lay was away in the manger.
Oh, did I click it wrong? Okay,
I don't
well,
even remember you stating tidings
there.
Of comfort
where
and joy.
Where is O tidings of comfort and joy?
Okay,
from?
Tidings of comfort and joy is God rest you merry gentle.
There you go. Oh, you're smart. Congratulations.
Warning. Spoilers ahead.
Oh my gosh, guys. I saw Star Wars last night, the new one. Oh, it was fantastic. It was so, so good. Okay, I'll say right now, there's spoilers ahead. Alright, there's so many spoilers, so just turn this off if you haven't seen it, or if you're like me and you prefer to hear spoilers to spoil it for other people, like, welcome to the club. Anyway, spoilers ahead. Ew. JJ. J.J. Abrams, everyone. So, so good. A lot of people, I'll just address real quickly, a lot of people didn't like it. And, of course, you have that with every sort of reboot. But as well, we're talking about this man, J.J. Abrams. He was basically given the Star Wars franchise and said, continue it and improve it. That's not something any man can easily do with anything. So, it was still extremely good. That's all I'm going to say. He did a fantastic job. There are so many things. I like how it kept with a lot of the sort of style. Not necessarily style, but the usual kind of stuff that you see in the Star Wars films. Like the opening, it's always the starscape, then it pans to a planet, and then a spaceship looms into view. That's in every single Star Wars movie, and they kept that. I was so happy. And the scroll. They kept the scrolling text. A little intro bit. Carrie Fisher. Yeah, she's there. She looked a little worse for wear. I mean, not as bad as Han, but, like, Han was still good. But, spoilers, he dies. He gets killed by his son. Oh, my goodness. Oh. And that was a good twist, because I saw a game film theory, MatPat's second YouTube channel. It was about how Luke might be evil in the new movie. And it was very, very convincing, very well thought out, much to MatPat's credit, as always. But it wasn't that. He wasn't the main villain, as you'll see at the end of the movie. It's Kylo Ren, if I'm saying his name correctly. I saw it probably about 24 hours ago now. Anyway, who's actually Han and Leia's son. So that was interesting. If I'm correct, that's kind of in the expanded universe, but, you know, they didn't include much of the expanded universe. They took inspiration from it. They took parts from it. But, I mean, for the most part, it was original content. Rey was... It was a little weird, her being British, since Han and Leia and the one pilot and the stormtrooper Finn and most of the other prominent characters had American accents, but she was just randomly British. It was a little weird being for her to be like the only British person in this room full of Americans. Just odd. I mentioned Finn just now. Finn as a character is amazing. You don't see that in the Star Wars universe at all. Humanizing and actually like seeing a stormtrooper, what they're like. And we now know apparently that for people only watching the movie, it was they're kidnapped and trained and indoctrined from birth to fight for the Empire. So, I mean, we now know that officially as canon. But seeing as they still do, to some degree, have free will, much like the clones, it was risky, to be honest. It was risky, but it was pulled off very well. What was another amazing thing? Oh, I have a theory. For anyone who's watched it, did you catch the little bit where the redheaded Imperial general guy, he mentioned the clones. Him and Kylo Ren were having a conversation about the effectiveness of the redhead guy's troopers. And Kylo Ren kind of underhandedly threatened him by saying he might have to bring back the clones. Whereas the redheaded guy, I cannot remember his name, he said that his troops were far superior to the clones. My theory is that the second movie in the new trilogy, episode 8 now, this might be like the second Clone Wars, almost. Because the failure of the Death Planet thing, that opens the door, as Kylo Ren foreshadowed, to bringing back the clones. So we might see like a sort of second Clone Wars sort of thing, and that is actually really interesting. Yeah, me and my brother-in-law, I saw it with my family, but we had this huge nerd out talking about a lot of the expanded universe stuff with, especially the Clone Wars. I love the Clone Wars, to be honest. It's just so many interesting stories that even within this army made up entirely of effectively the same guy, there's still so much individuality. Which you see in, like, the TV show and a little bit in the Clone Wars movie and then episodes 2 and 3 of the main series. It was just... Because you don't really think of, like, stormtroopers as being human at all. You barely hear their voices. It's usually through a radio shouting, "Take over!" or other stuff like that, but... Well, I mean, what they did with Finn, humanizing him, and I assume this has probably happened to several other, probably a lot of other stormtroopers, because they have the processes in place to kind of deal with that. know, they have the like psychological evaluation and the reconditioning, whatever that is. It's probably basically like a brainwashing machine. Anyway, but when you think about it, you know, that's probably happened to a lot of stormtroopers, and it makes you kind of side with the lowly foot soldier that is the stormtrooper a little bit. The Empire is still horrible, the First Order in this case. But, you know, it's just kind of in a different light. Anyway, so many, I've seen there's been a lot of mixed reviews about the new episode. And, yeah, to be honest, I understand, I kind of said that earlier. You always have people who don't like the reboots or prefer the reboot for some reason to the original series or something like that. But I'm kind of one of those people where I take things on face value and I'm real. I try to keep my emotions out of things as much as I can and just think about it. Pros and cons, what was good, what was genuinely bad, as opposed to what I emotionally didn't like. And overall, it was really, really well done. So, J.J. Abrams, along with most of the world, I applaud you. So good. I didn't like... I wish we'd seen more of Luke for some reason. It might just be me hungering for Episode 8 already. But I'd just like to have seen Luke, maybe like an audio message or something like that. Like a holotape or something like that. It just would have been nice. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about them killing off Han. I mean, I understand that for Harrison Ford, it's a bittersweet relief. The man is aging well, and he's not aging well. He's really starting to age, and he's not going to be able to do this for much longer, so I understand from his perspective and probably the production's perspective why they needed to do that, but still, I mean, I kind of feel sad for Kylo Ren, or Ben, as we find out his name is, because he's like a kid going through a phase, to be honest, and I know that's kind of silly, but at the same time, when you realize how misguided he is, it's really kind of sad. So, all in all, I mean, I would give it 8 out of 10 stars. There are some parts that just felt a little silly, which you'll see and you'll understand, but I mean, overall, it was a great successor to the series. And I so hope they don't mess this up, because this is the first Star Wars film that I've seen in a movie theater. Episodes 2 and 3, and I think 1 came out within my lifetime, but I never went to the movie to see them. I wasn't into them at that point, but in my later years, which is now, really, really into nerdy stuff. So that was, oh my gosh, it was powerful, to be honest. It was, I'd grown up my whole life rewatching. I'd watched a lot of nerdy stuff. Like, I'd watched episodes 4 through 6 almost religiously when I was a kid. And Star Trek too, Next Generation, amazing. It's so good. Anyway, but it wasn't, like I said, until now, probably the last 5 years, that I really started getting into the backstory and the community and just the normal story anyway. So it was really powerful event to happen in my life. Like, you know, first time you're able to vote and the candidate that you voted for wins, that sort of thing, where it's just like you got that feeling that sort of I contributed to that, I was a part of that. Anyway, But, like I said, overall, 8 out of 10 stars. There were some issues. There wasn't any sort of, like, continuity issues. Special effects were amazing. But there were some parts that felt a little rushed as far as storytelling goes, or maybe slightly too convenient. But, other than that, go see it, guys. If you're afraid that it's bad, don't worry. And if you do think it is, there's something wrong with you, because it is so amazing. I cannot stress that. Ugh. So good. So good, guys. Well, guys, that's all for today's episode. Tune in on the 26th for the conclusion to this. That's going to include the second half of my fun little Christmas questionnaire with the Sage of Time. And as well, there's going to be a segment done by the Sage of Time, sort of looking at the different type of lightsabers that are found within the Star Wars universe, including the Old Republic, Old Jedi Order lightsabers. In any case, so tune in next time for that. If you would like to give me any questions or comments or just general review of the series or your own ideas or whatever you want to, you can email me at leagueoftheslayer@gmail.com. Again, leagueoftheslayer@gmail.com. I really want you guys to write in, because I'm interested from hearing back to you, genuinely. So, again, tune in for the conclusion to this, and I will probably have another episode up after the new year, somewhere in mid-January. So I'll see you guys then. Goodbye.